Scientists have found water on Mars. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, David Rothery, professor of planetary geosciences at the Open University, explains how this exciting discovery was made.
The discovery of water on Mars has been claimed so often that I'd forgive anyone for being skeptical about the latest announcement. Frozen water, ice, has been proven on Mars in many places, and there are lots of ancient canyons that must have been carved by rivers. We've still to find anywhere that you could throw a stone and make a splash today, but it's now pretty certain that there are places where liquid water trickles downhill. It happens on sunward-facing slopes in spring and summer, making dark streaks called recurring slope lineae, or RSLs. They're a few feet wide and about 100 yards long, and they lengthen and fade away seasonally, leading us to suppose that trickles of liquid water appear when the temperature gets warm enough, with the damp ground looking darker than the dry ground to either side. The water supply expires in summer and the dark streaks fade away. The crucial new evidence comes from the CRISM spectrometer on Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, which shows hydrated salts such as magnesium and sodium perchlorate on the RSL surfaces, but not on the ground to either side. So it looks like we've had very salty water flowing downhill. The salts would slow the evaporation of the water despite Mars's very low atmospheric pressure and depress the freezing point to help keep it liquid even at sub-zero temperatures. What we still don't know is whether the water oozes out from the ground or has been sucked out of the atmosphere by the salts themselves. Now that happens in Earth's Atacama Desert and provides a habitat for microbes in an otherwise hostile environment. Now we wonder, if microbes can make a living like that on Earth, why not on Mars too?
That was David Rothery of the Open University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.